I'm Mary Engish, and Charlie Nardozzi, our gardening expert, is here in the studio to talk all things gardening. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Mary.
It's that time of year again. Mm-hmm. It's December, mid-December. There's a bunch of holidays around this time of year, and people like to give each other stuff, right? They like to give each other gifts.
That's right, especially gardeners.
Especially gardeners. And if folks have gardeners on their holiday lists, you're going to tell us what the heck to buy them that they will love.
And you can blame me afterwards.
And we can blame you afterwards. We'll sign your name to the card.
There you go. This is on my list of things that I would love to get if I was a gardener. So first of all, we already have these, so you don't have to give me one of these. A tub trug.
Okay.
Tub trugs are those big rubber baskets, you might say, with handles on them, come in really flashy colors. They are fabulous for all kinds of things. Ooh. They're tough. They're rugged. We've had ours for years, maybe a decade or so. You can throw anything in them. I carry stones in them, mulch in them, soil in them, harvested plants and flowers in them, puppies in them. You can put anything in them. They're indestructible, and because they're brightly colored, you don't end up losing them.
Mm.
So get a tub trug for your gardener and your family. The other thing that's really nice are tool totes. So a lot of gardeners have this experience. I have it all the time where you go out in the garden, you're ready to garden. It's like, oh, I forgot the pruner. Mm-hmm. Oh, I forgot that. And you got to walk all the way back to the house or the shed or the garage. Back and forth you go, and you put on lots of steps. The solution would be to put them all in one place, and these tool totes are perfect. They have little pockets around them. They have a big pouch in the center. You want to get ones that have some kind of strap that you can wrap around the tool so it doesn't fall out.
Mm.
The pouch in the middle is great for putting a whole bunches of things. It could be hand tools. It could be twine. It could be labels. It could be all kinds of stuff. You can even harvest things and put it in there. And also you want to get some that are waterproof and also have a strong bottom so they can stand up on their own. Really nice thing to have for the gardener and the family. If you're like me and you take your pruner and stick it in your pocket and end up having holes in your pocket. Pruning holster is a nice one. Even if you don't want to put it on your belt and look like you're from an old Western movie, you can still stick it in your pocket and it'll save your clothes and make it a lot easier, and you won't lose your pruner as much.
Mm.
Another great thing, especially if you're gardening in cold weather, is fingerless waterproof gloves.
Oh,
now, these
that.
Are the things like electricians use and builders use. There are gloves that are nice and warm, but you can peel back the top of them and your fingers are exposed. So if you need to pick up some seed packets or some labels or whatever it is, you could do that fine work. Again, you want to get one that's waterproof because that's going to make a big difference. Also, if you have kids or grandkids around, get a DIY label making kit.
Fun
for kids.
Yes.
You can go on Etsy and Pinterest. There's lots of different ones out there. You can buy a kit or you can get ideas on putting your own together. The idea is that get your kids involved in the garden by doing an art project, basically, making the labels. So you can get those paint stirrers are good things to use. You can get markers or paints, depending on the age of your kid. You can get stickers you can put on them. You can do all kinds of decorating, and they can be part of the garden that way. And it's something you can use year after year, so they'll remember it.
Yeah.
Which is really sweet. And then finally, a garden class. Get your favorite gardener something you can do together.
Oh, those are six amazing suggestions for gifts for gardeners. I love that. We'll post that at vermontpublic.org. Here is a question from Tanya. Tanya writes, I got suckered in again to end of season clearance at my local garden center. I purchased a variety of warm season grasses. I planted the Blackhawk's blue stem about a month ago. And Tanya writes, I'm trying to decide whether to plant the others or dig up the blue stem, put them in pots, overwinter them in the garage. What's my better option? And I've lost fall planted ornamental grasses before.
Ah, yes. So, Tanya, it's good you're asking this question because the temptation to buy things on sale is really strong. I know that one. But it's good you put the Blackhawk in already. So I would leave that one. That should be okay. The others that you don't have in the ground, do not put in the ground this late in the season because what's going to happen is that they're not going to have time to get established, and the root systems might die. They might rot because if you have that fluctuating temperatures that we often have in the winter now. So do not plant those, but find a place like a shed, an unheated garage, somewhere where you can tuck them all together in a corner and then cover over the bottom of them, cover the root balls, either with blankets or if it's a place where you can bring in bark mulch, cover them with bark mulch. That way that'll protect the roots. That's really what you want to protect. Don't worry about the tops. And hopefully that'll get them through the winter so that next spring, these warm season grasses, you want to put them out a little bit later than other plants because they are warm season grasses.
Okay, hopefully that helps, Tanya. If you have a question, send it to Charlie, gardening@vermontpublic.org. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.